Okay. Newsletter, Larry.
I guess I'm looking for some direction. There was some controversy about whether the Secretary should put the newsletter together or how it's to be done. I'm happy to do that. I've done it in the past. I was not the Secretary when I did it. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Secretary who does it. And I have a few pieces that people have forwarded to everybody on the board that for the newsletter. I think we need a note from the President and then other, you know, maybe even member contributions. And obviously there will be a summary of some of the actions in today's meeting as well, if you want me to go ahead and do that. But
is that something that we should vote on as a board or make a motion for?
Well, it goes back to the issue of
job
description stuff, and so I'm not sure we're prepared to vote on all of those today, but I think it is important to get a newsletter out quickly at this point, and I guess if you want to make the assignment, I'm happy to accept the assignment, but I need people to give me material to put in it.
The only thing that I would ask, as Dale had asked, was, I saw Ken just a second, was if we could collate everything, bring it together from every person here, and Dale had asked if we would comment on the annual meeting, which I know a number of us have done, and if we could see the finished product.
Sure.
As his request had been,
right,
to verify that everything in our ideas is correct, and then submit it. I believe we should have that out within this month. Or is that unacceptable again? I know we're pushing, but we're behind right now in terms of what we needed to do.
Yeah, I think it needs to be this month from my perspective.
And so, there is money in the budget allowing us to have a mailer, just a regular mailing this time, regular letter.
Yeah.
There is money. Ken?
Okay. We have an email list now. Maybe we should ask people on that email list if they would be willing to accept their newsletter in email form.
We've had more than 50% of those people prefer that it got emailed out.
So I'd be glad to get my newsletter emailed.
It saves you not only the printing,
you know what?
It saves you the stamp, it saves you the headache of stuffing the envelope. It's just like cheap.
And I think it's an excellent idea, but I don't know at this point that we're ready to do it.
Everybody
doesn't
have it.
All you need to do is send out an email next week or tomorrow.
Tell everybody that wants them on email to email you back, and then therefore we know who it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Those could be removed from the
list of
you. You don't have to mail them.
Good. Thank you, Ken. Okay, we're in agreement to contacting the individual and... Is that going to be...
You don't have to make a motion.
What you're
going to
do... No. What Larry's going to do.
Okay.
Okay, Larry's going to...
Larry.
Walters? you. I had a question, though. Do you have an update of all the email addresses of the individuals that's current?
No. There are at least four or five that I don't even have an accurate mailing address for. The ones that bought the lot, the ones I sent you, Barbara. But I didn't get addresses for them. So I understand what you told me in terms of that they bought, but I need their current contact information to update my list.
Okay. So you two can...
I was going to say, could anybody out there send an email to anybody that you have on your group to say, please email Larry Walters to say, email me versus...
Email Larry Walters, if you want to do it to the webmaster. She's the one that's going to keep it.
Yeah, the webmaster keeps it.
Who's got the email address?
Okay.
And you got to keep it one place or the other.
Right.
Otherwise,
webmaster's fine. Leave it on the webmaster. Then I'll prepare the document, send her the PDF file,
and
she can just forward it out.
Because, I mean, everybody that clicks on webmaster goes to her when they change their email address.
Okay.
So we'll create the file.
We'll have it on the website, and we'll mail it to those that don't have electronics.
Right.
Can you send it to the webmaster? She send it to the board?
Yes.
Review it? And
well, I'll send it to the board.
Yeah. Okay.
And before I send it to the webmaster, I'll get the board the clearance on it.
Okay. Good idea. That means we have an obligation to Larry that once he has sent us this information, the need to get it out as soon as possible will be our response.
I'll give you a time limit on it.
You and just say we've got to hear by this.
I'll give you at least 2 hours before I send it on.
Yeah.
If anybody strongly objects to something, just email everybody else.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're almost there. Go, Candy, go. Okay, I'm doing, I'm trying.